Now we're going to look at the mercy of God. I'm reading from verse 21 of Revelation chapter 2, and it says, "And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she will not repent of her fornication." So in other words, now, not only was this spirit acknowledged in the midst of the body, in the church in Thyatira, but God gave space for repentance, validating that he's a God of mercy. So I believe even as we in our time are faced with this spirit, I believe that this is a clarion call of sorts for those that are under the influence of this spirit to repent. And we've got to understand that there we should have no other gods before him. And I want to backtrack a little bit, because you may be wondering, how does the definition, or how do we identify with the things that are written here as far as it relates to idolatry and fornication? When we understand, you know, we're familiar with the carnal version, sex outside of marriage, we're familiar with that. But as it relates to the spiritual things, whenever we engage in idolatry, what we're actually doing is we're becoming one with other spirits. And you can term that or refer to that as spiritual fornication, but we must not miss the point here. Idolatry is what Jezebel was guilty of, which was the capstone of everything. Fornication and all the other sins were as a result of idolatry. So how do we commit idolatry in modern time when we worship men and women? And notice I didn't just say men and women of God. In the church, we identify with others that may be worshiping men and women of God. But we should have no other gods before him. And of course, men and women are not the only ones that can be worshipped, but we're talking about, in this specific case, the spirit of manipulation. And if you want to go and read up on Jezebel, you will see how she manipulated Ahab, because she caused him to give in to build things for the worship of Baal. He denounces God for hers. And that, if that isn't a great form or the greatest form of manipulation, I don't know what is. And you may say, how does that relate to us? When we should be worshiping Jesus Christ alone, we've allowed men and women to slip in unawares, and we've been worshiping them instead of God. And that's why this sin is so heinous, because it's idolatry. And you may say, no, minister, I will never worship a man or woman over God. But I want you to try the spirits by the spirit. You've got to ask yourself, the things that you do, are they genuinely rooted in the love of God because you love God, or has somebody coerced you or forced you to do them? We've got to understand, and this is why this is so important, and this hits home for me. I look back even as far as giving. When you look at giving, even in the New Testament, the first time that God asked Israel to give after they came out of Egypt, he said these exact words, "Let them give willingly." In other words, if they weren't giving it willingly, he didn't want it. Now, if we can go back to that, in other words, we've got to understand that this is all about worship, ladies and gentlemen, and it has to be from the heart, okay? So God is asking us to search our lives, in particular as we deal with the spirit of manipulation, all right? Search our lives and see if we've put men and women before God, and we've got to repent of that idolatry. because we should have no other gods before him. Why is repentance so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because the judgment of God looms. I know that we're in a time of grace, but he will not always abide there. There's coming a time when judgment must begin, and we know that it will begin in the house of God. But listen to verse 22. It says, "Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and will give unto every one of you according to your works." Why is all of this so important? Let's take it item by item. "So that I will cast her into bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation." So as a result of this idolatry, there is going to be great tribulation. This is what this spirit causes. This spirit is known to wreck churches when it is left unchecked. So there will be great tribulation as a result of this. There are many churches that are probably going to tribulation right now because this spirit is left unchecked. It says, except they repent. So repentance is necessary so that this spirit is revoked out of your congregation. It says, and here is the part where mom comes in, because you normally, we have men and women of God that refer to us as son and daughter, and you probably call them mom or pop. But I want you to see why this spirit is so dangerous. And notice I said earlier that it wrecks churches. It says, and I will kill her children with death. And notice, it still is talking about the same thing. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts. And I will give one to every one of you according to your work. So, in other words, who are Jezebel's children? Jezebel's children are the parishioners. Because this spirit is a mom spirit. It's a spirit of manipulation. Am I saying that it's not a pop spirit? It's a pop spirit too. Because this spirit of manipulation has begat sons and daughters. And those that worship at Jezebel's feet are going to face the judgment that Jezebel faces. So if you are under the spirit of manipulation today, my prayer for you is, if you've got to pray fast and ask God to break that thing, because the consequences of giving the worship of God to any man or woman is dire. The scripture makes reference to tribulation. Wherever you are, whatever fellowship you are a part of, will go through a time of tribulation as a result of that spirit. So I'm asking you, even as we march on in 2024 and beyond, let's eradicate this spirit, because worship belongs to God alone, and him alone should be praised. So I want to encourage you to resist the spirit of Jezebel, resist the spirit of manipulation brought by the spirit of idolatry, and give the glory to Jesus alone. Blessings on you.